Hi, everyone. This is Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, November 3rd, 2014. We're excited for you to join this weekly call. Over the last couple of years, we've hosted this call, which has provided education, inspiration, and motivation for you to build your AMSOIL business as high as you want to build it. So we're looking forward to having anyone on the call tonight that's calling in. We appreciate that. We look forward to providing this Monday night call for years to come, and we enjoy providing this for anyone in our AMSOIL team as well as anyone in AMSOIL. No matter who your sponsor is, we want to help you get your business to the next level. So continue listening in. We appreciate that. Tonight we have a jam-packed call with some AMSOIL dealers on our team asking questions that we provide the answers. It sounds like somebody's got a train going on here somewhere.
That's me, a block away from my house.
Okay. but anyhow, it'll go by. So anyhow, first up, I wanted to give a total from a recent trade show we did. A couple of dealers on our team, Andre Diachuk came from Pennsylvania, and myself, as well as John and Kathy Henley, went up to Louisville a couple of weeks ago and did the GIE Expo, which is the green industry. Anybody in landscape and lawn care and whatnot, we did this expo. It was 2.5 days long. It started on Wednesday afternoon about 3 o'clock and then ended up on Friday about 5 o'clock p.m. So it's about 2.5 days. We set up a 10x10 booth. There were, I just got the numbers for that show. There were over 19,000 registered people to attend this show. And this was the end users. This was landscape professionals. This was retailers. This was manufacturers and vendors, as well as, you know, governmental type of agencies like universities and golf courses and cities and so forth. Anybody that had anything to do with landscape, lawn care, this is anything from blowers, weed eaters, all the way up to mowers and tractors and ditch witch and, you know, just any of that type of equipment. Well, our team ended up with 88 new customers. That's commercial accounts and dealers and preferred customers. We had, I think, 56 commercial accounts and 25 retail on the shelf accounts. And we're real excited about this. It's one of the most productive shows I've done in a long time. And taking a further look at this, well, you know, what if only 10 of these customers ended up purchasing AMSOIL products on a regular basis? So let's just put out here 10 customers times $500 a month in products. That's $5,000 a month. If they're commercial retail on the shelf, the commissions on this would be about $1,000 a month. And with this type of average over 12 months, it could be an increase in business over $12,000 a year. And what if it were 20 or 30 new types of accounts like that? The beauty of the AMSOIL business is that we can go out there and sell the products and register these commercial retail accounts and earn commissions. That's without ever signing up a single dealer in our team. I tell people, you know, sell for today, sponsor for tomorrow's income. And, you know, you can go out there and build your business without ever signing up another AMSOIL dealer. The kicker is if you get to work with another AMSOIL dealer in your team, provide them some training and motivation and help them get going, that just is a bonus. That's extra money in your pocket. But you do definitely have to have a few customers yourself in order for this thing to really start making you some income and sponsoring them adds to the residual long-term aspect of the business. Tonight we have a few question and answer session. First up, we'll ask anybody who's on the call tonight if they have any questions, then we'll answer some questions that were sent in today via email or text message. So does anybody have any questions? This is off the cuff. If you're calling in and you got a question about AMSOIL, the business, a product question, I'll take the question and I'll do my best to answer it. Anybody tonight got a question?
Yeah, first one. How to get, what's the magic trick to get more dealers under your belt?
more dealers under your belt, how to sponsor more dealers into your organization. I think the way to find more dealers, that's from Andre Dychuk, Anvil Executive Direct Jobber. Thanks, Andre. The key to this, the key to sponsoring is to put it out there. There's a lot of people in the United States and Canada that would like to make a secondary income. And if you don't ask them, you know, if you don't put out that opportunity, if you don't present the opportunity to them, they're never going to know. If you lead with them being a customer, or you lead with them being some type of commercial retail account, they're never going to want to. They're never going to be interested in becoming a dealer. But if you offer the business opportunity and you give the advantages over any other type of account for the minimal expense that they have invested, $15 for 6 months, $30 for a year, it's really kind of a no-brainer. You know, they can easily pay for their dealership with just a minimal amount of effort, and then to be able to have the Amsoil co-op with the T1 certification, where they get the free leads and they get customers that are assigned to them, and that opportunity, as well as the opportunity to show to sell online. I tell you what, the Amsoil business opportunity, once you totally understand that, it almost should be the first thing you lead off with. And then if they're not interested in being a dealer, you know, offer the other things. Because I tell you what, this, the Amsoil business opportunity is alive and well, and it's an excellent opportunity. I literally started my business in 2000 with the less than $100. You know, they say it's $15 for 6 months. I think it was $10 back then. I bought the $30 package. I bought the business manual because they didn't have the T1 for free that was online, and you actually had to pay an extra $20 on top of the business manual to get T1. So it was $100 just to get started with the Amsoil business, and I started out, and I had my own commercial retail accounts, but I've always. I can't say that I've always focused on sponsoring dealers, but I've offered that opportunity to anybody that was willing to listen. So I guess my long story short would be to offer the Amsoil opportunity to anyone who is willing to listen. Do that first and foremost. Concentrate on adding one or two dealers a month. If you could add one or two dealers a month, you could have a large expanding business in just a few short years. So that's it. Thank you, Andre.
You're welcome.
Anybody else got a question for us tonight?
I have another one.
Okay, Andre. Number two. Go ahead.
How overcome the problem with the shipment cost? Because a lot of customers just kind of shy away after they just hearing they need to pay for the cost for the shipment on top of the price for the product.
Well, the shipping, the way I normally get away with that, especially with retail on the shelf accounts, I usually get that flack for them the most. It seems like it's just kind of odd, and it must be in the industry or whatever where they get, you know, certain products free shipping or whatever. I've got one guy that's got a motorcycle shop here locally in town. He gravels about that shipping every single darn time. And I said, you know, the shipping for yourself, I mean, you're just passing that on to the customer. You're still getting it at a big enough discount where you get to pay for the shipping and mark the product up and still make a great product. And I've got a sheet that I actually made up, and I said, if you buy the product, one case only. You've got to buy one case of motorcycle oil, one case of XL, one case or whatever. You figure your profit off of the one case. And you mark it up, whatever you feel like you need to mark it up. I usually tell them about 35%, 30 to 35%, which is higher than what's in the catalog, mind you. So you're marking it up 35%. I said, then when you buy multiple cases of oil, you buy three cases, now that's bringing your profits up to about 40%. You buy 10 cases, you're making about 50% profit on that product. What other oil products are you making a 50% profit on? If they're selling any other products, I mean, because to compete with Mobil 1 at Walmart or Pennzoil at Walmart or AutoZone, all these manufacturers, there's no way for them to compete because the profit margin on those folks is about 3 or 4%. So you're making 30% on Anvil product, which the product is already higher by nature anyhow. So it's starting out at $6 a quart. You mark that up 30%. That dollar amount that you're making is actually higher. So get your sheet, make that up, and say, look, we recommend a 30% markup. If that doesn't work, sometimes I'll go in and I'll just say the ship-to cost for them. So I'll ask them what products they're interested in. I'll figure out the product with the 1K shipping, and I say, this is your cost. If you'd like to buy it at a discount, order more cases. They'll say, how many more cases do I need to buy? And I said, depends. You want to buy 5 cases, 10 cases, 20 cases, 30 cases, you know, what have you. And that just adds more to their bottom line. So I don't really have a big trouble with that. Now, we're about 500 miles from the closest warehouse, so we don't have anybody in our area that's going up, picking up products and trying to deliver it. So we don't have that competition in place. But most of the people that I have the products on the shelf, they're selling it at a great profit. Sometimes they get a little bit high up on the retail side, but they're still selling the product. Anvil products are still a great value at full retail with full shipping. I mean, there's plenty of people that go out and pay $16, $17 a quart for motorcycle oil, and they're happy to do that because they feel like they're getting a great product at a great price. It's just up to you to convey that to that retailer. On the commercial side of it, Anvil products are still, they outperform, they last longer, they make your equipment last longer. There's still a savings at full retail. I mean, if you were a commercial customer and you bought it out of their retail catalog at full retail price plus shipping, you're still going to get savings. There's people every single day that are paying that full retail price. You know, Signature Series or, you know, I mean, you look at Dominator. Here's Dominator 2-stroke, $11.10. 2050 motorcycle oil, $12.85 plus your shipping on that. You know, you're probably talking $15, $16 a quart if you're buying 4 or 5 quarts of that. It's pretty good. And they're paying for that. So I think Anvil is still a great deal for the product that you get. The performance, the protection, the longevity, the engine protection is still a great deal, even at full retail. And conveying that to your retail on the shelf accounts is a smart thing to do. So, appreciate it. Thank you. Anybody else?
Oh, this might be off a little bit of topic here, but I called in the other day because I know somebody in the that has a livery service, and they do a lot of their own maintenance as far as, like, you know, your oil changes and stuff like that, but they also detail their own cars, wax them, you know, stuff like that. And I called Amsoil about Mother's Wax and Trico. I guess their relationship between those companies is kind of disintegrated. I didn't know if anybody knew why, you know, or what happened, because I was really kind of hoping that I could sell this guy some of that stuff for his livery service. But it's not available anymore.
Well, some of that has to do with the amount of SKUs that they had to carry. Some of it had to do with the amount of profit. And on a dealer basis, to sell Trico wafer blades, NGK spark plugs, Mother's products, the profit that a dealer made to sell those products was not worth the time to go out and try to get people to use that. It was designed, what it was designed for was somebody that was doing online shopping,
right,
to say, well, I'm going to buy an oil change, and they throw in a set of wiper blades, or they throw in some spark plug thing. But really, the pricing on that was not favorable. That you could go down to your local parts store and get the product, the exact same product at a less price, why would I buy more, why would I pay more for it? And I just don't think they were getting the sales that they had expected out of that, especially with the Mother's product. It's a great product, nothing wrong with the product. It's just the fact that it was another layer of distribution in there, so Anvil had to make, you know, they bought it at one price, they had to mark it up so they could make profit on being able to carry it, you know, and then the dealer would make, you know, to be able to sell it, make profit. There's just not that much profit in it compared to the motor oils and our other flagship products. It just wasn't worth them stocking it for the amount of, you know,
what
room
it would cost
on
to
the
keep
shelf
it.
Type of thing. So, yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay?
All right, no, yeah, no worries.
Yeah, good deal. Well, I got a couple other things going on here. Let me see my questions I've gotten. I've got one from Garrett McKinney. I'm not sure how to say his name. He asked a question about drop shipping products. Any Anvil dealer can drop ship products, and there's several ways to do this. You can order products under your Anvil account and have them shipped anywhere in the United States and Canada. You can use a customer's credit card for that, and once you do that, you can you can use a customer's credit card, and of course, they'll be charged the wholesale price and the product can be drop shipped. I've done that, you know, with friends or people that I know. You know, my stepdad buys some two cycle oil from me. I just drop ship it to him. I don't make him a preferred customer or anything. He just gives me his credit card number, and I drop ship it to him. You can use the telephone ordering system. You can get them as a new the new customer registered at Catalog Retail. So you're basically setting them up as an Anvil Catalog customer, and you're using their credit card and have the product shipped to them. And of course, they're going to pay retail on that, the retail pricing. Of course, if they order over $100, they're going to get it with free shipping. Commercial retail accounts, you'll need an account number from AmsOil. After getting the Fed Towns registered, you can make orders under their account for them. You can do this either by calling the toll-free ordering line or log into the dealer zone and place your order under the Easy Account Order form. When you log in, you'll see that little button there on the right-hand side. You can actually put in, it'll pull up their account information, and you can ship right to them. Payment methods, let's see here. Payment methods for customers include cash, check, or PayPal. I know some dealers, and I've used it myself. I've used PayPal. I've quoted people prices. So let's just say they don't want to pay wholesale, but they don't want to pay retail, and you want to give them a little discount or mark it up a little bit to make it worth your while. You can use something like PayPal. So if you use PayPal, you'd say, well, it's going to cost 5 quarts of motor oil is $65. I'm just making this up. I don't know what that is. $65. They PayPal you $65. Let's say it costs you $50. Then you'd use your credit card to place the order, drop shipped to them, but you got a $65, a $15 profit on that oil, something like that. So you can use PayPal. Other payment methods for registered commercial retail accounts include a company credit card, or they can set up a credit account with AmsOil and use 30-day terms, a couple things there. So that's one, couple of those things. As a dealer, you have a lot of flexibility. You can drop ship Anvil products anywhere in the United States and Canada. So we also had Robert Murphy. Robert Murphy called, sent me a message today, and he's a new AmsOil direct dealer this month. Just made it on October 31st. So that's 3,000 commission credits for 1 month in a row. Robert Murphy asked about cold calling, if it still works, and if not, what replaces it. And yes, cold calling definitely works even today. Meeting someone new, stopping by a shop or a store, getting in front of a new prospect works. Are there other ways to build an Anvil business? Sure. Doing trade shows, connecting on social media, or other networking events also works. But if you want a tried-and-true way to build your business, stop by a couple of prospective accounts on a regular basis and begin building a relationship with those that show interest in our products, interest in learning more or carrying them on the shelf, and show them how you can help them as your servicing dealer. And I tell you what, cold calling still works. I stop by, I find an account that I haven't seen or I haven't stopped by, give them a card, find out who the person in charge is, start building that relationship, that line of communication. Don't be afraid, because they're waiting for you to stop in sometimes, you know. We stopped in one in Ohio not too long ago, and the guy was actually contemplating carrying AMSOIL, and he was just right down the street from one of my friends that is an AMSOIL dealer up there in Ohio. So, pretty cool. Scholar Pilgrim asked if there is a specific oil for turbo cars. And as far as turbos go, most cars use the engine oil to cool and lubricate the turbo and the turbo bearings. AMSOIL used to have a turbo formulation, which was our 10W30. The code was ATM product. That's the signature series 10W30. It used to say turbo formulated on the front of it. Today, with the advent of the online lookup guide, it's best to only recommend products that AMSOIL has for each individual vehicle. With that being said, our premium products and signature series products will have the best protection for an engine's turbo. Also, choose the best product for the most protection. So anytime you see the signature series listed or a premium protection or the European, so don't forget our European formula products. These products are specifically formulated for those European applications, including turbocharged engines. So they're already formulated, ready to go for turbos. Consult the AMSOIL vehicle lookup guide or contact AMSOIL Technical Services for more information. Chuck Gottlieber, he's an AMSOIL direct jobber. Had a question: how do you respond when someone tells you they use Mobil 1 and Lucas Oil Stabilizer? I kind of get a little facetious on that. Sometimes I look at them and I don't have a hope to ever get them as a customer. So I'll ask them, are you a chemist or a tribologist, or do you formulate oils on a regular basis? If they are, then I'd leave them alone. So if they know what they're doing, okay, great. But if they don't know what they're doing, if they say, no, I'm not a tribologist or a chemist, I'll ask them, I said, then why are you trying to make a better oil by mixing potions in your garage? If Mobil 1 isn't cutting it, maybe you should find a better oil, don't you think? Properly formulated oils and lubricants are done under exacting processes. Some additives need to be blended under certain conditions. Mixing a bottle of snake oil won't necessarily give you better protection. If using a said oil additive would make a better oil, AMSOIL would put it in the formulation from the get-go. And oil formulation is a science. Why not leave it to experts who can make the best products available? And so that's kind of what I usually give those guys that are mixing up their own oil additives in their garage and trying to make a better oil. So with that, everyone, I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. I have some other questions. From Technical Services, if you haven't read it, in the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine for October 2014, you'll find some Technical Services Most Frequently Asked Questions. I was going to go over some of those, but how does AMSOIL synthetic motor oil compare to other products? That's one worth reading. What's the difference between synthetic and conventional oil? They do a great answer on that. Can AMSOIL synthetic lubricants be used in new engines? Yes, they can. How can AMSOIL Signature Series go 25,000 miles? That will be a good answer for you. Will AMSOIL synthetic motor oil board my warranty? Can AMSOIL synthetic motor oils be mixed with other motor oils? And with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Thanks again for listening in. Be sure to share this with dealers on your team. If you've got new dealers or prospective dealers, talk to them about the dealer training site. Tell them this is a great team to be on. We're here to help you build your AMSOIL business. And until next week, happy selling. Go out there and get some new customers this week. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Good night.